the Mishnah. Samachal Mishnah. Reb Meir Omer, Kol Tanai Sheinu Ketanai Bnei Gudav Bnei Ruvain, Einu Tanai. This is a halacha of Tanai Kofel, and it has to be exactly the way the Torah wrote it by Bnei Gudav Bnei Ruvain. Shneamar says in the Pasuk, V'yemar Aleim, Moshe said to them, Yim Yavru Bnei Gudav Bnei Ruvain, Ksiv, and it says later, V'yim Lo Yavru Chalutzim. So he learns from that, that there's, you need a Tanai Kofel. You have to say the positive, and you have to say what's going to happen if you don't do it. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel argues, and he says, no, there's no, he doesn't need Tanai Kofel. That pasuk's not extra. You need that pasuk for a reason. Shamoli kein yesh b'mashma sha'afilu b'eretz kanan lo yinchalu. That the pasuk has to tell me what's going to be if they don't come to wage war, that even in Eretz Kanan. So it's very important to note in here that at this point in the Mishnah, Rav Chanina is replying to Meir that if the Shvatim would not have joined Bnei Yisrael, they would have gotten nothing. Rashi says the knas, suffered some form of a knas. They wouldn't have got any part of Eretz Kanan and not even Eretz Gilad. Also important to see in Rashi that there are a few extra halachas learned from these psukim. There's also the second Rashi in the Mishnah, it says Bnei Ruvain, right? Bnei Ruvain Eino Tanai, right? Ketanai Begod Bnei Ruvain Eino Tanai. So somewhere in the middle of Rashi says we also learn the halacha that you need the Tanai Kedem Maisa. In other words, you have to say if you you will get the Eretz Gilad if you will join. You have to say what the Tanai is and then the Maisa. That's the halacha in Tanayim. You have to say it. And then a few lines down, it says, you also need the Be'inan Hein Kaidam Alav. You have to say the positive before the negative. That if you join, if you go to the army, like you tell Bnei Ruvain, if you go and join Chalutzim, you'll get it. If you don't, that's the negative, that's the Lav, then you won't get it. So, but if you do the other way around, if you don't come, you won't get it. And if you do, that's not the way a Tanai is written. You can't. That's not a good Tanai. So those two halachas, everybody agrees in. But the Tanai Kofel is the halachas of Meir and Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. Says the Gemara. Shaber Kamerle Reb Chanina ben Gamliel or Meir. He said a good question to him. The pasuk's not extra and needed it. Meir would say to you, if you're going to tell me that this pasuk is not for Tanai Kofel, lichtoiv, it should just simply write, enough, stop right there. You just have to say, you'll not get a nachla with them. But Eretz Kanan, normally, why do I need those extra words? The Eretz Kanan. Shema minah, l'tanai kofel hudasa. So he uses those two extra words of Eretz Kanan to teach us the Tanai Kofel, because it could have simply said the other part if you just want to tell me the other half. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, Amar, but Reb Chanina ben Gamliel says back to him, now this is,
according to
Reb Meir, you can't take the Pashup shot. They would get
They're going to Canaan too.
They get Canaan too.
No.
Eretz Achusa. If you take Achusa, this tells everything. I would know both carrots Canaan and everything.
Yeah, okay.
The Eretz Canaan is extra because I didn't need to tell me that. I would know that automatically.
Right.
And Rav Gamliel says no, I would not know that automatically. So he changes really what his original thought from the Mishnah is. Now he's going to tell us from Chanina ben Gamliel, Emer Eloi Kasav Rachmana be'Eretz Kanan Havamina v'nechazu b'seichachem. That would it repeats it, not about the Tanai Kofel, but that would it repeats v'nechazu b'seichachem be'Eretz Gilad, that they would get a portion like a twelfth of Eretz Gilad. So therefore, Aval Eretz Kanan Klalo, they would not get any portion in the Eretz Yisrael proper. So therefore, it says Eretz Kanan to tell us that not only are you going to get Gilad, but you're also going to get Eretz Kanan. From Meir, so what does Rav Meir respond to that? That I learned that the fact that they could get Eretz Yisrael and Gilad just from the words, so therefore Eretz Kanan are extra words. Tanya, there's a brisa that Rav Chanina responds to Rav Meir with a mashal. Tanya, Amar Rav Chanina bar Gamliel mashal amad over daimer. What is it? What is it compared to? La Adam shayim achalik in chasav levadav. He wanted to divide his possessions to his children. Amar plani b'ni yirasad plainis. One son is going to get this field. Plani b'ni yirasad plainis. Second son is going to get this field. Plani b'ni, and this the third son yitay masayim zuz. He has to pay 200 zuz. Then he'll get the third field completely. Imlo, and then he continues. The father continues. Imlo yitein. If he doesn't give, yirashim echov b'shar nechasim. He will divide the everything with his brothers, even the first two fields. So mi garam lo shlirashis echov b'shar nechasim. What was it? What was the? Had I not said that this second part, we would have not known that he gets to other parts of the other two fields. Kfeil garamlo, this is the fact that the father said the other half of this tonight, that also caused them to get the other things. But had it not, now the Gemara is going to ask a question. It's not a good comparison. Holei dami l'mashal l'masnisin. This comparison is not the same as the Mishnah, the way you translate the Mishnah. Hasam kani yesh b'mashma shafilu b'eretz kanan lo yinchalu. Almak feilol eretz gilad nami mahani. That the in the Mishnah, I guess the way we explained it at the beginning, that they'll get nothing had they not repeated it. V'hacha, but here in this mashal, Mi garam lo lirashim echav b'shar nechasim kfeil garam lo. It was the statement of the father that he gets the other two nechasim, the other from the first two fields. Had he not said anything, then he would have gotten at least a part of the third field. They would have divided that. Al makfeil l'shar nechasim hu dekamahani. That kfeil gets. That's what gives it into. So it's not a good comparison. Leikasha. No, it's not Kasha. Ha makami denema le Rabbi Meir v'nechzu. This is before the Mishnah is talking about before Rabbi Meir came back with that reply. Ha, but this mashal lebaser denema le Rabbi Meir v'nechzu. After Rabbi Meir said v'nechzu, so Rabbi Chanina changed his opinion, and he said that they'll get part of Gilead anyway. So that's the good comparison. So now the Gemara is going to go through different questions on Rav Meir and the proofs. Bishleim Rav Meir Hainu Dixiv Im Seitiv Seis Im Loi Seitiv LePesach Chapas Roivet. That by Cain and Hevel, when Cain was angry that Hashem didn't accept his korban, so Hashem replies to him, if you do good, do better yourself, you'll get good. You'll be rewarded, but if you don't, you will be so your punishment will be waiting for you by the door. So we see that there's a Tanai Kafel here. He had to do say both sides of the equation. So why did I have to say it twice? I would have known it automatically. Salkadait Chamina Imseitiv Agra. If you do good, you'll get reward. It would be neutral. He wouldn't get any punishment. He wouldn't get any reward. So therefore, it has to tell me a second pasuk to tell us that he will get punished if he doesn't do good. Bishleim el Rav Meir. Another case. And Eliezer repeated the story of Avram sending him to get Rivka. He said the second part of this shvua. First, he made a shvua that you should only take from my family and not from Benos Kanan. And then he said, if she doesn't want to go with you, az tinaka mielasi, then you will be absolved of my shvua. So we see that he had to say both sides. El Chanina Gamliel Lamali. So why? That's extra. He didn't have to. We would have inferred it automatically. So he says, no, it's true. We need it. Sankadai the Chami and I would have thought hecha the nicho la ledida. Velo nichalei leditu, if she would have wanted to go, but her family would not be agreeable, maisi balkarchayu, he would have to bring her against their will. Kamash Milan, so he has to tell us that no, you have to get the family's permission to take her. You can't force her to go. So then there's another pasuk that says that repeats Loisoy Vaisha Lamalisar. I need that pasuk for it to say that she won't. We already have know that. Itzak, we need that as well. If they are agreeable to let her go, but she doesn't want to go herself, Naisi Balkarcha, I will take her against her will. Kamash Mulan, no, you have to have both agreed. You have to have side the family, side her. She has to be agreeable. Then you can take her. And if not, if they both don't agree, then you'll be absolved of my shvua. Bishleim Rav Meir, Hainuk Sivim Bechukoso Teilechu. It says both sides of it. If you go in my ways, you'll be rewarded. If you don't, you'll be punished. So what do we need to say both sides? I would have noted. It's same answer. You'll get the brachas. But if you don't go in my ways, if you abuse them, whatever, loy bracha, loy klala. You will not get a klala, you will not get a bracha. So therefore, it has to tell us both sides. Kamash Malan. Bish, Lamelora, Mayor. Another one. If you listen and you will go my ways, you will eat from the tuva aretz. Im timanu marisem. But if you rebel, then you'll eat cheref. You'll be devoured by the sword. Ella. So we see that it had to stay both sides. Ella Rav Chanina b'Gamliel Lamali. What I have to say both sides is if they're good, then they'll get the reward. Timanu loytoy v'loyra. Then maybe they wouldn't be punished. They wouldn't get good. Same answer. Now the Gemara goes into explain what this means. My cherev to uchlu. What does it mean that you shall be devoured by the sword? Amarava. Rava says this is milcha. This is salt. Galnisa Nama Desari Akusha. This is bread made of coarse barley or dark barley, black barley, ubutzli, and onions. If you add that together, that is very bad. Damar Mar, Paspurni Hareva, stale bread with melach, with salt, with salam and onion, Kashim Laguf Ke Haravais. It's bad for the body like swords. Next question. So this one's now going to go against Rav Meir, but and improve to Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. Bishleim Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Hainu Dixiv Yemoshach Avish Oisach Tvei Soita, where it doesn't say both sides of the equation. It just says Im Shachav Ish Oisach Vim Loisatis. If you didn't go astray, Tumah Tachas Yishech Hinaki. You will be clean. You will be absolved. Hello, Rav Meir. So what does he do? Chinokim Yivoyle should have said the other side, right? The other side of the equation. Amar of Tanchum, he naki. It's chaser yud. It says hey nun kuf yud. It's chaser yud, and therefore we can make from that. The Rashi says that we make a drush that he naki means chinaki, and chinaki va'at kisatis. So you put that together. That so we see there according to Meir this one word. Chaser Yud takes care of both sides. So we see this Tanai Kafel in that Pasuk as well. So Bishlam Remeir, Hainu Dixiv Hinaki. That's why it says it, because it needs both sides. Ela Rav Chanina, what do I need both sides? Why do I need to say the word that way? We should have said Malay with a Yud. Itzrich, I need it. Same old story. If you were not a Saita, then you will be absolved. You'll just be over alive, but you will not be punished. So you have to say that this Lashon that... Bishleim Lord Meir Hainu Dixiv Hu Yizchat Boi B'yom Mashlishi U'v'yom Mashvi Yitar. It says both sides. If you not be sprinkled, this is by a tuma when they sprinkle the meichatos. What I need both sides. It's a chunin salkadai tachamina mitzvah hazav b'shlishi uveshvi lechatchila. You should really do the third and the seventh day. But if you did it only one of those days, chayminayu avad. It's good. It would be good nonetheless. Kamash v'lan. No, you need both the third and the seventh day. V'hiza ha-Torah al-Tami, there's an extra pasuk, V'hiza ha-Torah al-Tami, B'yayim ha-Shlishi, U'v'yayim ha-Shvi, Lamali, where do I need to have that It's repeated again. Itzrik salkadai tachamina shlichi limuti sheni shvi limute shishi. That I have to tell me that this, if you do it on the second day, that it's no good, and if I do it on the sixth day, it's also no good, because you have to have the formula of 3 and 7. The kamamayat meitar, because here you're lessening the days of the tahara. Aval, but in the case the avach b'shlishi, let's say taka sprinkled on the third day like he should have, ubashmi, then he waits the eighth day, he does it a little bit later, so now he's expanding the kamafish b'meitar, he's expanding the tahara, that would be good. Mashapradami, Kamash Mulan, that no, the formula has to be 3 and 7, not 3 and 8. So Vcheto Byumashvi Lamali, so and he will be sprinkled, he'll be Mtahar on the seventh day, Lamali. What do I have to tell me that? Isakhamina Hanami Likadashim. Everything else that was for if somebody wants to eat kachim, they would have to go through that process. Avul Truba, maybe it's a little more lenient. V'chad nami sagi, even one sprinkling would be enough. So therefore, it tells us that even sai kachim, sai truma, you have to have 7 and 7. Next Mishnah. Three and seven. Sorry. Makadosh is the isha. Now we're finished with my golf. We're going to now halachas of davar shalod bar la. Makadosh the isha of Amar Ksavra Yisi shalod shehikenes. I thought she was the daughter of a kohen. V'harehi levia, but she's really a pas levia. Levia v'harehi kenes. Nia v'hari yes shira, she's rich and now I thought she was poor and now she's rich. So shira, I thought she was rich. Nia, now she's poor. Hariz mekudeshes mipnei shalohi tasa. That in such case it is mekudeshes because nobody deceived him. He made his own mistake. Now ha'omer leisha harei at mekudeshes li alacher she esgayer. After I convert. This is Davar Shalod Balon. Or La'acher Shetzgairi, after you convert. La'acher Shetzgairi, after I become emancipated, freed. Or La'acher Shetzgairi, after you become emancipated. La'acher Shiyamas Balecha, after your husband dies. He says this to an Anishas Ish. Or La'acher Shetamas Lachusech, to his sister-in-law, after my wife dies, after your sister dies. La'acher Shiyachlitz Lech Yevameth, after your Yavam gives you chalitza. I want to be mekadosh you now for when that happens. Eina mekudeshes, because we hold these are davar shalod bar la'olam, and it's not biyada. He can't do anything about it. It's not within his power to do anything about it. That's Rashi says both reasons. Eina imar lechaveru im yolda ishtecha nekeva. He says if your wife gives birth to a girl, harezu mekudesh. I should want to be mekadosh her now. Mekudesh is li. Eina mikudeshes, also because it's a davar shalod bar la'olam. And the parentheses we skip. Let's see if tomorrow we'll talk about that later. Snan hasam, we learned another Mishnah. Ein termin minatolish al mechuber. You can't from something that's attached on to something that is attached. Vim taram ein truma say truma. If he does it, the truma is. And Rashi says, because the halach is you have to have something that is midgun, shenesaf bekri, that has to have a chiyuv truma on it for it attached to the ground. It's not; it doesn't fall into that category of midgun. Boimine Rabasi Mirvyechanan. So Rabasi asks Mirvyechanan Akasha, and this is going to be Shitis Mirvyechanan. Amar Peres Aruga Zu. Tlushin yiyu truma al peres aruga muzu mechubarim. He says, I want to take on this row of things that are attached to pop to the things that are no, tlushin means unattached. From this row that's unattached, I want to take truma for the peres that are attached in this aruga. Peres aruga zu mechubarim. This of mechubarim yiyu truma. They should become truma. They should be truma al peres aruga zu tlushim. On these that are already detached, he wants to take from the ones that are tlushim, and then the key word here is likisha yitlishu. When I take them off, in other words, I want to do it, but I only want that to occur or to take effect after everything becomes detached. Vinitlishu, and now they become detached. Mahu, what's halacha? Amar leiser, Yechon says back to him, kol shebiyodai lav kimchusar ma'istami. If it's within his power. It's ready to go, and he can take it off himself. Even if he didn't take it off now, it is considered like it's a ready bala olam. This is Rebbe trying to say it's considered a dvar bala just because it's a mechusar maisa that I have to detach it. It's good and he can take it. Is that it is a good truma. Eisve. So now he's going to come from our Mishnah here. Ha'imar Leisha Hare Amukadesh Sli Lachrisha Es Gayer. After I become a convert, Lachrisha Es Gayer. After you, Lachrisha Es Shtakver, you get freed. Lachrisha Es Shtakver, you get freed. Lachrisha Yemes Balef. After husband, Lachrisha Thomas Achoisech, Lachrisha Yachlot Zlochid Vameich. Einam Mekudeshes. We say that in such a case, it's Einam Mekudeshes. Bish Leim Akulo. All the other cases. It's la. He can't do anything about it. He can't make the lady die. He can't make the husband die. He can't make the master free his slave. It's not b'yada. El ager have b'yado. Ager can be megayer right away. That's within his power. And for the Gemara, no ger nami la b'yado. It's also not in his hand. Damar Rav Chiya bar Ava. Amar Rav Yechanan. Ger. Tzarech Shleisha. You need a Beis Din. My time of why? Mishpat Ksiv. It says in the word Mishpat, Ksidin. It has to be like a Beis Din. It has to be like Din. You need three people. Miyemar de Mizdakaku Lehani Plasa. Maybe he won't be able to find three people. So he can't, it's not with it. We don't consider that Biyado, whether he's, Davrisha Bolaom or not Bolaom, I'm not sure, but regardless, he can't do it. So I guess it vibes like a davar shelo yibay la'olam. He can't change his matzav. Therefore, that's why it's not mekudeshes. And it's not a kasha on Rav Yechanan. Maskefla Rav Abba, bar mamal, elamayata hanoisin pruta l'shifchasei. Now here, if a person gives a pruta to his shifcha, mar harei mekudeshes li, lacher she'eshtachareich, you should be mekudeshes to me after I free you. Would this case also be a kiddushin? It's biyado. He can do it, so she should be mukadeshes. So for the Gemara, hachi hashta. What comparison is there? Hasam meikar behema, hashta das acheres. Before she was considered a behema, and now she is a das acheres. And Rashi says on this that ein mechusar maisa gadol mizeh. It's not biyado to do such a maisa, so that's mamash like a davar shelo bo la'olam, and even his power, the fact that he can be mishachar, that's not enough that makes it that's biyado. It's not considered biyado.
Rashi
is on the first skinny line. So we see that it's a big maisa that he. You can't change her. You can't just not be yado. That's what that means. Elahad Amar Baishia. So now let's be that. What about that of halacha that Rabbi Yoshi asked? Hanaisin pruta l'ishto. Somebody gives a pruta to his wife, and he's married to her. Amar la, harayat mekudeshes li la'acher she'egar sheich. You should be mekudeshes to me. I'm not sure why he's doing this, but you should be mekudeshes to me after I will divorce you. Eina mekudeshes. In such a case, she's not mekudeshes. Why? It's biyado to be megarisher. Hachanami l'Rabbi Yochanan to have a kedushin. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says if it's biyado to do something, it should be a kedushin. Nehi de biyado legarsha. Granted, it's in his hands to be megarisher. Biyado lekacha, is it within his hands to mikdash? She has to be agreeable. It's not going to be just up to him. She has to say yes. So therefore, we see this answer could have gone on all the cases before. Any case that there was a kedushin that was mechusar some kind of a power, if the lady's not agreeable, tivshut. Now we should be able to answer the question. The bayar bayishi hanois and shtei prutais. Case where she's single, she's not married yet to him, and he gives two prutas to her. Ba'achas amar lo hiskachi li hayom. I want you to be married to me today. Ba'achas amar lo hiskachi li la'acher she'egar sheich. I want to be. I will give you divorce. Now in these cases, this is a little bit different because she is now in a state where she can accept this. It's not even though it's not really biyado l'garsha because she's not married yet either. So Rebbe had a hard time understanding. I don't fully understand it. Tivshe mina d'lav havkedushin. So the Gemara answers, Dilma ki hechi d'tavsi kedushin hashta. Since she can accept the kedushin now, tivsi nami la'achakan. So it's typhus. She's able to be agreeable for the later one because she's in a state of ena mekudesh. She's a single girl. So it works for both cases. So you can't bring Araya either way. It's a little bit difficult to understand. But that's what the Gemara says. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yechon, we have a proof to Rav Yechon Shita about what he says with that if it's not Biyado, if it is Biyado, that it's Mekadeshes. Ein termin al minatolish, this is a brisa. Ein termin minatolish al mechuber, from the detached on something that is attached, being tarmei trumasei truma, ketzad, what's the case? Amar peris arugazu tlushin. These are detached. Yu trumal peris arugazu mukhuberos. These that are attached, peris arugazu mukhuberos. These that are attached, yu trumal peris arugazu tlushin, for the ones that are detached, lo yamar klum. It's nothing. That you can't take minatolish minatarm. Aval amar likisha yitlishu. But if he adds that one word, that in the future, when they, it should take effect after they become talush, minitlishu, and they get detached, dvar v'kayamin, it's good truma, and it works. Now, these are all talking about where
you can use it, you can pick three sets.
Because it's biyado, since he can cut it now, it's called davar shavala olam, therefore it's Sar al kain. Furthermore, Amar Rebelezer ben Yaakov, Afilu amar peris arugazu tlushin, yu truma al peris arugazu mechubarois. I want this to have to be a good truma on things that are attached. Boros yu truma al peris arugazu tlushin. These are mechubar, should be on these that are detached. Likishi yaviu shlish v'yitlishu. He doesn't say likishi yitlishu, but he says when they grow a third, when they become a third, and they can be picked then. So he says that is a good. He said, and he is of the opinion that Adam is makna davar shalei baloilam. If they bring a third nitlashu to varv kayamne, it's a good truma. Amar Rava loy Amar. He said he qualifies further into what Rav Elazar says, or he expands on it. Amar Rava loy Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov ela b'shachas. He's only talking about where this is ready to be fed as fodder. Aval ba'agam, when it's so young that it's not even fodder capable, loy. In such a case, that would not be considered truma. Rav Yosef Amar afilu ba'agam. Rav Yosef argues and Rav, he says, no, this halacha is even if it's in the stage of agam, where it's in a very early stage, it'll work good. So my mashma, so what is this word agam? We're going to focus on that. My mashma, the high agam lishna b'tzluna, that is the early stages. Who? Amar Abelazar, the Amar Kra, because the Torah says, Halachayf ka'agmain roisha. He uses this word agmain, which is agam, agmain roisha, like the art scroll trances as bulrush, some kind of a plant called bulrush, is like when the head tilts. Kaman Azla. So now, in this Shachas, we're going to now understand from our Mishnah something. Kaman Azla Hadatani, that what we learn in the Braisa. Imril Haveri says to his friend, Im Yolda Ishtacha Nekeva, if your wife gives birth to a girl Mekadeshesli, she should be Mekadeshesli now while she's in the womb. Layomar Klomitz, it doesn't work. Vamar Bchanina, Rabchina says, Loishanu, that what we say it's not good, Ella Shein Ishtoy Muberes, where she's not pregnant. Avo Ishtoy Muberes, but if his wife is pregnant, Dvar Vkayamin, it is a good Kedushin. Come on, how is that going to? It's davrusha loyboy loyam. It works. Come on, e karaba. If it goes according to Rabba, kishuhukar ubra. It's only in a case where you can see that she's pregnant, where she's showing. E krav Yosef. But if it's going to Rav Yosef, afal pishla hukar ubra. Even though you can't see that she's pregnant, it would still work because that's considered like the aga. The ikadamri, and some people say the smell kisses on something else. Ikadamri amaraba. Rabba says to explain Rav Elazar ben Yaakov el b'shachas divei kivsha. The only time that he says it, this is a good truma, is in a shachas fodder that is in a irrigated field where there is enough rain, enough water there. Aval b'shachas, Beishakyalo, but in a place where you need to go and do irrigation, that the halacha would be it's not. Right? Rav Yosef Omar Afilu Beshachas de Beishakya. If Rav Yosef says, no, even a place where he has to do the irrigation manually, it will be considered good. Kaman Azla Ha Tanya Oimer Lchaveiro Imyolda Ishtach Nekeva Mugadeshas Li Loyam Aklum, that's not anything. Vamar Rav Chanino Leishanu Elashen Ishtach Mugberes. So who the Varv Kayamin, that would be a good Kedushin. Kaman, who's that going to? Kishahukar, it's talking about where it's, because everybody agrees there has to be Shachas here. It's not Agam. Kishahukar, Ubra, Vidivri HaKol. And that's considered like a irrigated field because the baby will grow there.
Which one is, how is the pregnancy connected to the irrigated, not irrigated field?
It's not. It's like Shachas. They both said it has to be at the stage of Shachas.
Right.
That means she's showing.
But
she has to be showing. If she's not showing, then everybody agrees that it would not be.
Nutrition is provided. Nutrition is an automatic thing. I mean, one would assume, you know, there is no pregnancy prior to 40 days. Because the halachas of a pregnancy at before and after 40 days are very different.
Right, so she's not showing regardless. Even after 40, she's not showing yet.
Even after 40, she's not showing, but that's unformed.
Right.
It does not count as a potential wife.
Okay. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Meir, these three, Tzayim Kulu Sviralu, Adam Makna Davar Shalav Elam, they all of the opinion that a person can be mocked as something that's not in the world. And not necessarily do they agree with each other, but they all have this same thing in common. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Hadarman, that's what we just learned about Truma. Rabbi, the Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Lo Saskir Eved Es Adoinov, it's a warning to Basin, they should not lock or bring back, return an Eved to his master. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says that this is talking about Lokeach Eved Almanas L'Shachro Ekasim Medaber. Torah is talking about a person buys an Eved, I guess from the market or wherever, and he says that he's going to free him. Hey Chidami, what's he talking about? Amar Rav Nachman V'Yitzchak is going to Kasav Lo Kishe'ekhech. When I buy you, Harei Atzmacha Koni L'cha Me'achshav. You'll own yourself when from now. So this is also Dover Shelo Bolo, because he doesn't have the power to do it, so the Eved is not his, yet he can do it. So we see from Rebbe this halacha that he can do this, and that's what the Torah is coming to warn the Beit and not to return him back to this person, let him go free. The Meir Omer, Rebbe Meir, what is the opinion of Meir that we said? The Tanya we learned in the Brisa, Omer Leisha, Harei Emigdeshes Li La'achesh Esgayer, La'achesh Esgayer, after you convert, La'achesh Eshtacher, after I become a convert, La'achesh Eshtacheri, you convert, La'achesh Yamas Balech, La'achesh Tamas Akasech, La'achesh Yachlot Sloch Livamach, Enem Emigdeshes. That's what they're same as our Mishnah, it's Enem Emigdeshes. But Meir Omer, Meir says Emigdeshes, she is Emigdeshes. So we see that this is a dover she loybal olam, and he can still do kedushin here. Clearly, Reb Meir disagrees with the Tanakhama. Reb Yochanan Sandler Oimer ain't a mekadeshes. He agrees with the Tanakhama. She's not mekadeshes. Reb Yehuda Nasi Oimer mekadeshes. She is mekadeshes like Reb Meir. Because he holds Dover Shalabel Olam, it works. Umat Ham Amru Einu Mekadeshes. So why, in the cases of where it's Achosa or by Rashi says that that's the fourth line of the last wide line of Rashi on top, Mishum Eva, that the because of hatred of the husband to this man, to his wife, if they plan that after he dies that they'll get married, and hatred to his wife if his sister plans to get married. So therefore, we say Einu Mekudeshes in such a case because of Eva. But Midaraisa, really, she would be Mekudeshes. But the Rabbanan say not to be Mekudeshes. That's Rebbe. Is that Davar Shel Bala Olam or not? No, interesting. Neshev Nami Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi Einu Rebbe. That is Rebbe. So he is Machshavim. Hein Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hein Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Benesh of Nami Rabbi Kiva. Let's also consider the case of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya, we learn in Brisa. Kainam Shani Oisa Lepicha Ein Tzarech Lahafer. Tanakama says that if she makes a shvua or some kainam, you use lashon kainam on her ma'isa yadav, that the baal does not have to be made for that neder. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yafer, he does have to make for neder because it's dover. Even though it's a davar shel bo olam, this ma'isa yadav, he has to be make a hafara because it's going to be usher to him. Shema tadif alav yetzer mina roila. She might do extra work from her yadayim and they'll become usher if he's not made for. Marla, we said on that Amar of Huna, Breder of Yoshua, by Meris Yikachu Yadai Lo Yisayim. My hands should be Mekudosh to their Creator. Yadayim is to Boilam. Since the Yadayim are here Boilam, it's not a case of Davar Shalei Boilam, and therefore we don't consider Rebbe Kiva's case. He's not of the same opinion. The Mishnah will leave for Rebbe to do tomorrow.
Yeah.